What's going on, everybody? It's the Ambitious Underachievers podcast. I'm your host, PA the Great. And this is a special podcast today because I have somebody. I had to wait till he was of age, but I have somebody very close and near and dear to me. Matter of fact, we have the same name. We'll get into that later on, but I got my little brother PJ, my little brother PJ, aka MVP. What's going on with you?
Nothing much, man. Nothing much.
Nothing much. You gonna have to wake up, man. You're gonna be on this podcast, man. I need a little more enthused with this little deep voice you got going on, man. Because you're 16 or whatever. That shit sweet.
Nah, I'm nothing much, man. I'm just cooling.
Everybody, today is it's his birthday. And because he finally turned sweet 16, just got his permit also. So I'm a proud big brother. Passed it on the first time for all y'all underachievers that took y'all two or three times to pass. Yeah, man, it's your birthday, man. So how's it feel to be 16?
Feel the same, really. I'm just ready to apply for a job.
Ready to apply for jobs? What are you trying to work at? What are you trying to do?
We're at a grocery store.
Bad boy swag.
Nah,
Bad boy swag.
carts.
Oh, cars. You want to be the nigga pushing carts?
I mean,
You don't sign. You don't expire for that position. You like may end up doing it, be okay. And ain't saying nothing wrong doing that, but I'm saying that's like, have you seen them push carts in the rain, in the snow?
yeah, I feel like it's the only thing I can do though.
At least aspire to be a stock room, no cart.
I'm too young for that, ain't I?
You're not too young to be in the stock room. All you're doing is putting stuff up. Putting it
Mm.
on the shelf. With shelter. You're in the sun, rain.
Should I like apply for more than one position?
Yeah, of course, of course, of course. Granted, this is coming from somebody that could not secure a high school job. So, what is matter of fact, they closed down now, so I could talk shit. In Tarboro, we used to have a pizza place called Little Caesars, and I applied to Little Caesars my senior year in high school, just trying to get a job before I go to college. And they told me I was overqualified. I understand. But I realized that I came there in a three-piece suit. And it's just some places you don't need to wear a suit for the job interview. And apparently Little Caesars is one of those. And they said I was overqualified.
You wore a suit?
Wore a suit, yeah. I had just came off a runway. Matter of fact, I was modeling in a modeling show for my Upward Bound program. Shout out to everybody that's in Upward Bound across the nation. My Upward Bound joint, and I was a model, and we had a suit on. I wore the
He
suit
was
my
a
whole.
model.
Yeah, Marlon. Yeah, see, your brother is. I wear many hats. I wear many hats. I don't just do one thing, you know. I did some of everything.
I ain't never heard you in a model.
And done it all. Hey, ask about me. Ask about me. My quarter turn is lethal.
My God.
My quarter turn is lethal. I still hit that when I'm walking in the crowd.
Uncalled
You
into
don't need.
himself.
What's good, man? What's going? How is it to be a 16-year-old in the middle of a pandemic?
Boring.
Boring, that's it? Like, I mean,
Mean, yeah, it's boring. Ain't nothing. I'm just bored in the house.
just beat your meat all day.
Oh my God, no.
So you're not beating the meat, that's what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
So you got all this free time. As a 16-year-old, you ain't beat your meat not once. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm
You're just
saying.
gonna, just gonna cap on the podcast. Is what we're gonna do?
No, I'm serious.
You dead serious. You dead serious. The dream. You ain't beating no type of meat on during this pandemic where you can't go nowhere.
Man, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, this here is a lie.
I'm not lying, man.
This is a lie. It's a lie. I don't believe you. My audience don't believe you. You don't believe you. It's okay though. I understand trying to save face. I understand trying to save face. Ain't that wrong? Ain't that wrong?
I ain't trying to say nothing.
I don't know. I mean, I don't believe that, man. I don't believe it. You ain't doing nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing. You can't go nowhere. You ain't got no car. You stay out of the metro area, so you can't even catch a train or metro or a bus, nothing. You can't catch none of that. You're just out here in the house, not beating your meat. That's what you're saying.
Yes. Why is that so hard to believe?
Hey man. It's cool. This is a non-judgmental space. Speak your mind, all right? Nobody judging you, all right? We always 16, and we always beating our meat when we had the house to ourselves, you know? So, you know, it's okay. It's a rite of passage, all right? And we didn't even have cell phones that had access to the internet. You had to go on your home computer, usually in the middle of the living room.
All right. And all right, you don't gotta go into detail.
BigAssTitties.com. Had to type that into the family computer.
It's never that serious.
Oh, see, you don't know. You won't dare. See, that's how you don't know. It was that serious. Matter of fact, one time I got caught because my mom and my stepdad had a porno tape, VHS tape. People my brother's age. A VHS is a kind of like a cassette playing device where you had to rewind or they charged you extra if you took it back to the rental store and you didn't rewind. But I had a cassette tape. And I fucked around and did my due, you know, got my little lotion, got my little cocoa butter, little watery cocoa butter lotion that they sell in Dollar General, Dollar
Bro,
Tree.
Bro, you don't gotta go into detail, man.
Hey, now we going into detail. That's what we do here. You know, I got my little lotion or whatever, did my due, but I forgot to put the tape back. The tape is sitting in the family living room. VHS player. So 2 days later, my mom tried to pop in whatever Madea bootleg was out at the time. She saw that her tape was in there. So she proceeded to ask me, PA, did you watch a movie? I said, nah, mom, I don't watch movies. You sure? It's one of my movies in the VCR. I don't know, Mom. I don't know how that happened. You know, I only watch cartoons. Caught red-handed. She knew what it was. I knew what it was.
Why does she have a tape?
Hey, listen. I ain't going, like, listen. You'll be surprised what your parents have when you get nosy.
All right.
A lot of people listening, they understand this. You find something. I done found some things that I wish I didn't found. Hell, shit. I got nosy in Maryland too. I ain't gonna talk on it, but I got nosy in Maryland too. I wish I did.
All right.
What you think is a flashlight is not a flashlight.
Okay.
I'm gonna leave that there. I'm gonna leave that there.
Okay. Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
And you always find some wild stuff when you get nosy in your parents' room. looking for Christmas presents and stumble upon something else. Find out your mama got whips and chains.
All right. We good, man. We good.
Hey, it's real.
We good, man. We good. I don't want to think about
it. That's enough of that. So you just turned 16. In the middle of a pandemic, so you can't do no fun stuff, can't get into no ball-headed ho shit or whatever. If outside was open, what would you want to get into? What would you want to do for your birthday?
I have no idea.
No idea.
I mean, that's not the situation, so I wasn't really thinking about it. I don't know.
I mean, like if you could go do anything right now, what would you do?
I don't know.
If I have a birthday party somewhere, what would you do?
I honestly don't even know. I probably wouldn't even know if it was over.
Y'all kids get on my nerves. I can't believe this. Outside was open for me. I'll be on somebody's stage either singing badly or telling some bad jokes. There gotta be something. What you wanna do? Go to the mall, go to Six Flags. That's what y'all Maryland folks do. Y'all like to go to Six Flags, eat some what? Carry out, go to the carry out, eat outside.
Eat outside at the carry out.
Yeah. With your girlfriend, they got a tutu on. I know how y'all Maryland niggas get down. I get it.
I don't think nobody eating outside at the carryout.
Oh, hey, man. I don't know, man. Y'all call it the carryout. It's just a Chinese restaurant. I don't understand.
It's not just a Chinese restaurant.
It's just a Chinese spot. That's what everybody else in America call it. Y'all just want to call it the carryout.
It's different.
Is it, though? Is it?
It is. Is any other Chinese food spot in America have mambo sauce?
Yeah. No. They just call it sweet and sour sauce.
No, that's not what it is. No, it's not. They call it's two different things.
General So Pow Pow sauce or something like that. They got it's
two different things.
It ain't, though. It's the same.
It is.
Hey, this, y'all can put this on record. Mambo sauce is overrated. Not trash. Not saying it's trash.
Stop
it. It's definitely overrated. If you want some real sauce, go to Chicago, to the nearest Harold's Chicken Coop, and thank me later.
Stop it. Just stop it.
Hey, man, that's what mambo
man,
sauce
they is. Got, they got mambo South sauce. South. They got mambo sauce wings up here at Papa John's.
Wow, that's
Mambo sauce wings at Papa John's. No other place is doing that. You feel me?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah, but that's because y'all only call it, y'all make it important. Even though it's just regular Chinese sauce.
It's not Chinese. Well, it wasn't even created by Chinese. They just started carrying it because it was popular in the area.
So who made it? Who made mambo sauce?
Some black dude in.
So why don't nobody else have mambo sauce? Just to carry out.
What do you mean?
Why? Okay, if a black dude made mambo sauce, why is it only at Asian restaurants?
It's not only at Asian restaurants.
Where is
that? Is that other? Do you see many black chicken places? That's not a franchise.
Yeah.
Where? A lot. Wait, I've never my 16 years on this planet. I've never seen a black owned chicken place that's not a franchise.
That's because you ain't went nowhere. You ain't been nowhere.
Man.
Maryland got some.
Yeah, they probably do. It probably is some in DC and stuff. But
hip hop chicken and fish.
Hip hop is a franchise. That don't count.
They only got two stores.
Nah, there's more.
I only seen
it's two. About, it's probably about four in Maryland.
All I'm saying is mambo sauce will be at cookouts, Mumbo sauce would be at least somebody would try to remake it. I'm telling you, it's just not there.
It's they
I don't
sell it
you,
in stores like oh, you just hate it.
No, you know what they sell right beside?
It's a little Carolina barbecue pulled pork.
Whoa. What you just say?
So you can stick to your little Carolina pulled pork.
And the thing is Carolina pulled pork. It's barbecue and then it's pulled pork.
And barbecue is the same thing.
No, it's not. Pulled pork is some outside of the
I
South.
I've never heard of no bar. Barbecue is barbecue food. It's not it's one thing. That is pulled pork. That's what y'all call it, barbecue.
It's barbecue. That's what it is. It's barbecue.
Barbecue is barbecue chicken. Barbecue ribs. Barbecue
is pieces of pork that is pulled.
Isn't it? That's what barbecue is, isn't it?
Say what?
That's what so-called barbecue is, isn't it?
No.
Is it not pork?
Barbecue is not pork. I'm gonna need you to get this right, okay? I'm gonna need you to get this right.
Man. You just, man, I don't, but y'all, oh, it'll make sense. Barbecue, I ain't never heard until a couple years ago. Barbecue is barbecue ribs. Like you say, I'm ready to get some barbecue. Like, you ready to go get some barbecue ribs, some barbecue chicken. Like, it's not one specific thing.
But it is,
it's
though.
It's not.
It is though. I'm telling
you.
You
that. Go to, okay, so when you go to a barbecue, it's supposed to just have just what you call barbecue there.
When you go to a cookout,
no, a barbecue.
What's a barbecue?
What do you mean? What's a barbecue?
I know what barbecue is. I don't know what a barbecue is.
It's like a cookout.
It's a cookout. That's what you call it. A cookout. It's not barbecue. It's cookout.
It's a barbecue.
No, it's a cookout.
A barbecue.
It's a cookout. You're cooking outside. It's a cookout.
It's not. It's two different things. I mean, bro, it's not. It's the same. Bro. You can call it a barbecue and a cookout. If they're barbecuing food there, it's a barbecue.
Grilling. You're grilling food.
Oh, my God.
All right. I don't know what they got you thinking and talking in Maryland, but no.
Literally nobody.
The function is a cookout. The dish is barbecue.
Literally nobody knows what barbecue is outside of the South.
Everybody knows what barbecue is because they have it once and then they like crack and they want to have it again. Definitely just gonna sell you barbecue.
Nah, man. I don't wake up thinking about barbecue, man. That's the last thing that would cross my mind.
This coming from a guy that eat McDonald's food on the regular. Like,
I
you know,
do not eat McDonald's on the regular.
You do?
I don't. I can't remember the last time I had McDonald's.
You're a double quarter pound eating Bama.
I mean, if I go there, that's what I would get. But I don't eat McDonald's like that.
Nah, every time I'm there, you eat McDonald's.
Because it's right there.
We went and got some other food, you eat McDonald's.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah, man.
Oh, Mickey D's head. All right, so you're supposed to be starting up a sports podcast, right?
Yeah.
What you gonna be talking on this sports podcast?
About sports.
What sports? What about sports? Like, what's going on? Like, what you gonna talk about? Gonna be kind of different from anybody else.
Football, basketball, maybe a little baseball. I'm feeling froggy.
Maybe baseball. Do you even know baseball?
Not really. That's why I said maybe. Maybe like the big events. Like, I'm not gonna be talk about a regular basis. Maybe it's like the World Series or something.
World Series going on now. You know, you got maybe one or two more games. Well, depending on what happened tonight, maybe one or two more games.
Yeah, like I would talk about what happened the other day when the dude hit the ball and all the people missed it and then they won the game.
Well, when you gonna invite me on this podcast?
I haven't even started yet. I ain't even made one myself yet, so I don't know.
Oh, you just been talking. You just been pulling stuff out your ass. You ain't even been doing that.
I'm gonna get it started, man. I just had to have some developmental time. You feel me?
Yo.
Yeah.
Give me a sample of the podcast.
A sample? Like, what you mean?
Yeah, tell me how are you gonna be talking about these sports?
How am I gonna talk about it?
Yeah, okay, like the World Series. Tell like act like you record your podcast and tell me about that World Series. What happened? And why it was crazy.
All right. What was it? Game wasn't it game of game four, game three, or was it? I think it was game four, game three. Old dude hit the ball.
And who's old dude?
I don't know. I can't even tell you.
What type of podcast is this?
I would do my research, of course, before. I don't really know baseball like that.
I would even if you told me a name, I would have just had to go with it because I don't watch baseball either. Go ahead, continue.
Old dude, I hit the ball, and then the outfielder missed. Like he got the ball, but he dropped it or something. Then paid it back up. He threw it to the other dude. Then the other dude dropped it too. So then the other dude made it to the home base and they won again. And the Rays won again.
So basically everybody dropped the ball.
Yeah, it was
So it was basically the baseball game was basically America in a nutshell, because they just kept dropping the ball when they needed it the most, right?
Basically.
And that, my friends, is why we're in a pandemic. Please stay home and wear your mask. If you don't need to go out, there's no need to go to the club when the club is half open. You're not going to get any bitches there. And also, you can't even see if they're ugly or cute. Stay home, my guy. Stay home.
Have you been watching the presidential debates?
Unfortunately, I have. And I've already voted. I voted last week, but I will say while I was sitting in that voting booth that if Kanye was on the ballot, I would have thought about it twice because these debates that I've seen, these so-called leaders, and one of these motherfuckers is going to be the leader of the free world, and they acting like this. Might as well throw Kanye in the mix. It's not too far-fetched.
Yeah, but you know that Kanye can't win. So, what would be a point of voting for him if you know that there's no possibility of him winning?
They said it wasn't a possibility for Trump to win because who would vote for a reality TV
but
star?
But he was the whole Republican candidate. Of course,
when he was running to be the Republican candidate, everybody said he wouldn't win. Nobody would vote for him because who would vote for a reality TV star? Fast forward a couple months, he wins the Republican ticket. All I'm saying is if we let Trump run and win, I don't think it's too crazy that Kanye is running.
It's not. Because it's not. But
he had the same amount of experience.
But at this point, you know it's impossible for him to win right now. So that would just be taking a vote from getting Trump out of office.
You can make that argument. But you're also talking to a guy that back in 2016, while I didn't vote for this, but I think it was 9% of North Carolina voted for these nuts. I kid you not. You can look it up. You can Google it. These nuts. D-E-E-Z nuts. Got 9% of North Carolina votes. You know how much 9% is of North Carolina?
What's the point of voting? What's the point of wasting in time waiting the line just to write these nuts?
Or Harambee. Got a lot of Harambees also around the nation. But these nuts was an actual candidate. Like, they put in paperwork for these nuts to be on the ballot. That's what somebody did. So, in a world where people accidentally voted for these nuts and Harambee, I'm not saying that Kanye shouldn't run. Not saying I would vote for him. Not saying he would be a great leader at all. But if we had Trump to run, who had no experience at all, not even a mayor, not a senator, not even a president of a fan club, no experience whatsoever. Just white with money. I don't mind putting a black guy with money in the same position. Have no qualms with it. Joe Biden has not gave me anything. Have you been watching the debates? Mm-hmm. From your point of view, what have you gotten from the debates?
America's wild. It's like the laughing stock of the world.
Laughing stock, yes, that we are. Did you see somebody? Did you see anybody? That
Kamala Harris is bad.
What do you say?
I also got that Kamala Harris is bad.
Bad as in like she bad as in a dime.
Yeah.
She ain't ugly. Definitely not saying that. Definitely not saying she ugly. She's definitely not. I would definitely clap those cheeks.
Kamala
no
Harris
problem.
Good man.
She's straight. She good. She got good stylist. She got good stylist. I'm not. She ain't ugly. I'll definitely clap those
She's
cheeks.
More definitely not ugly.
I would take Omarosa over Kamala Harris.
I don't know who Omarosa is.
Oh man, I'm so old, and it's crazy how that governs in 360. So Omarosa. Omarosa was on Trump's show back in the day, The Apprentice. And she was on Trump's show, and she was pretty much like that black woman that sells out, you know, or whatever, like, you know, trying to get to the top, you know. She I'm gonna say she sold her race. I'm not gonna say that. But she it's a powerful black woman, but like everybody tried to make it like she was ugly. In all honesty, she was just dark skinned. She wasn't ugly. She wasn't like fine, like a dime. Like she won't like Kelly Rowland out here, but she was definitely just dark skinned. That's a whole nother conversation about colorism in the black community. But we will talk about that when you get a little older in this context. But I'll take Omarosa over. I'll take her over Kamala Harris if we're doing a cheek clapping election. You know what clapping cheeks is?
Yeah.
What is clapping cheeks?
How do I have to say? You know I know what that is.
Yes. I need the audience to know that you know what clapping cheeks
bro,
is.
Bro, but we all know that I know what that is. So I don't feel the need that needs to be explained. Who you been to recently? I said, who
oh,
you
what you
been
say?
listening to recently?
Music wise, music wise, nobody really knew. I've been my rotation has been Anderson .Paak, has been who have I been listening to? That's a great question. I haven't listened to anybody intentionally because Spotify just gives me suggestions that I usually like of new music and new people. What's the last project I listened to?
Oh. Hello. Hello.
BJ, did you hear me? I said, who makes that song Throat Babies?
Who? What song?
Throat Baby.
Oh,
I'm trying to
I
get
don't
into
know.
Throat Baby.
I don't know. I
never heard
have,
that song?
Who sings that song?
I thought that was like one of y'all's people, y'all champion or something. I can't believe they got a song out here called Throat Babies. I don't listen to the radio often, people. But I think two or three weeks ago, I said, you know what, let me just put my ear to the streets and see what the pulse is out here. And one thing I took away from it is that they played the hell out of Megan Thee Stallion. I didn't know Lil Baby was a super mainstream artist. They play like
Lil
three of
Baby's
his songs.
Like number one in the game right now.
I see. The way they playing this nigga, I was like, oh, I guess he legit. Cause like, goddamn.
He definitely took a step. He definitely like made mainstream now.
Yeah, I found out he was more popular than I thought he was. And that y'all have songs on the radio called Throat Baby.
They played that
they talking
on the
about nothing in a girl's mouth. No, not even nothing in her mouth, in her throat. Like, they don't even give her a chance to spit it out. Just nothing in her throat. That's wild. And they're saying Throat Babies on the radio. They're not blanking it out, people. If you haven't heard it, please listen to your local radio station. I'm pretty sure they're going to play it 20 times a day.
I didn't know they was playing on the radio.
Down here, they're playing it. Down here in the borough in NC, like, they are playing the hell out of that. I can go. I can drive somewhere in my car. I'm at least going to hear it twice or three times.
What?
Yeah,
I ain't heard
it at least twice or three times. They play the same 12 songs back to back to back to back.
I heard two songs.
Same 12 songs. They don't even switch it up. But that's always been the radio. That's just how the radio operates. But yeah, that's your generation doing that, man. Throat babies.
That's not my generation.
See, my generation came up with Suck It or Not by
like
Tamron.
Amber, Lisey generation. You know what's crazy now? Amber's an old head now. Like, Amber's an old head. She's an old head. She's an old head. Yeah, she is. She's an old head now. She's now gotten to the age where like she's out of the loop. You feel me?
So what am I then?
You're just 30. A grown man.
Yeah, I'm just a grown ass stinking man. Not even in the mix. None of that.
You look like you're just a grown man.
Hey, I don't get no respect on the block. What you saying?
I mean, like you're in the loop, and like I don't know what to call it, but you.
If Amber is an old head, that makes me ancient.
I mean, no, you're like
This is the drawback of being a big brother, the oldest sibling. You grow up and you see your younger siblings grow up and hit those stages that you hit and wonder what they're thinking. And apparently mine is telling me that I can take you. Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy.
You covering your mic or something? It's kind of muffled.
Yeah, I think something's wrong with the. Somebody called me, and I think it's what messed it up. I don't know how to do it. We're going to wrap it up anyway. It's my little brother's first pod. He's called me old. How did it feel, man?
How was it?
How's it feel? Your first pod. You did your first podcast.
Feel good.
Feel good?
Yeah.
Been over there chilling?
Yeah.
Barely added to the conversation, you know, I feel you. Yeah, all that.
I was adding to the conversation.
But he'll be starting his own podcast, which I'm proud of. The MVP podcast. Surprised that name was available, honestly. But the MVP podcast will be his perspective. The Generation Z perspective of sports today. So he probably will say some outlandish shit like XYZ football player is better than this one. For example, who's your favorite? What's the best running back? Who's the best running back? All time.
Yeah. Adrian Peterson.
Yeah. And I can't really argue that because of what he's seen. But I would have to say it's Herschel Walker.
Herschel Walker. What? Are you even old enough? Was that like the 60s?
I'm not old. Okay. If I'm going off of my generation, I would have to say LaDainian Tomlinson.
Okay, that's bad.
LaDainian Tomlinson and Reggie Bush in college. Only college Reggie, though.
That's valid.
Yeah, he'll be saying all types of stuff like that. I'll probably even get up there and talk some shit to them. But check them out if you're ever bored. You just need some content to some background noise. Definitely check them out. again, it's the Ambitious Pod, Ambitious Underachievers Podcast. There isn't any open mics going on, so you probably can't catch me on stage. The last show I did was at a random show in Miami, and I did a couple shows here in Greensboro. Hopefully when outside opens back up, I can get on stage and bomb some more. You know, that's what I like to do, like to bomb. But as I always say, if you're not cheating, you're not trying, it's the Ambitious Underachievers Podcast. Peace.
Not cheating, not trying.
Yes, PJ, that's the tagline. You're not cheating, you ain't trying.
Like, you mean like in like school wise or like
in life? If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Like, but I guess.
Okay, all right. So you rather fail than cheat?
No, I'm like, yeah, school-wise, yeah, for sure. But, like, relationship?
Here you go. Moral oral over here, everybody. Moral oral. Look at him. He doesn't know. This guy. We weren't even talking about that. We were just talking about life, not relationships.
Okay.
But yes, people, don't cheat. Cheating is bad. Don't do it. Strive for monogamy. Lack love. What else generic I can say here? Yeah. This guy. The dirt lip. This is the Achievers Podcast. Peace, everybody.